Hello and welcome to F1 Update. I'm Hugh and I'm joined by my co-presenter, Alex. There have been many important changes to F1 since the end of last season, with Toyota leaving and the legendary Lotus name being back in the sport after 15 years.
Today, we'll run through all the new teams, drivers and the rule changes.
Of course, Braun have gone, replaced by Mercedes GP, with their drivers moving elsewhere.
It's always a shame to see a successful team like Braun disappear so quickly, especially after winning their maiden season. I just hope that Button can continue to win races in a McLaren car. I also think that Mercedes GP, which was once Braun, can have a good opening season. They have two talented drivers, Nico Rosberg and the seven-time world champion Michael Schumacher. More on Schumacher's return later, but as for Button, should be interesting to see if he can get race wins, and the in-house battles between himself and Hamilton should provide lots and lots of thrilling races in the months to come.
Something that I'm particularly looking forward to is the return of the Lotus brand to F1. Although it might not be the original team from the original factory, it should be a welcome return of the old British brand to motor racing. Alongside Lotus will be Campos Meta, a new Barcelona-based team, Virgin Racing, who have Lucas de Grazie, Sauber have parted ways with BMW, and as we said earlier, Mercedes GP have replaced Braun on the grid.
Now, I'd like to talk a little about one of our favourite teams. We're a big fan of Force India, so I thought we'd talk a little about their chances for this coming season. When they came along in 2008, no one really took any notice. They failed to score throughout the whole of the season and didn't catch any headlines. Well, apart from when Fisichella crashed wildly over a car, caught some air and went hurtling into a barrier. Anyway, in 2009, Fisichella made good progress with their first pole position, points and podium in Belgium. Spa circuit, that is. Sutil chiselled away in the Monaco Grand Prix, earning him a deserved fourth place. Fisichella then moved to Ferrari to stand in for the injured Massa, leaving the test driver Liuzzi in the seat. He had moments of good driving. Ultimately, he just needed to keep the car under control and not crash backwards into the wall at 100 miles an hour. What do you think they can do this season, Hugh?
Oh, I think they can do extremely well, really, for a small team. Very low budget. Sutil and Liuzzi are both talented drivers, and the Mercedes engine they've got is good enough to keep up with the other cars on the grid. I think Sutil will be looking for some top 10 finishes, even a podium. And as for Liuzzi, I think he'll be quite pleased to pick up some points. And really, the main objective for him is keep finishing races, really. You know, in 5 years' time, I think they'll be up there with the best teams in the sport. Sutil will progress well, you know, with confidence and skill. Liuzzi's already maturing.
Yeah, I agree. They both have big potential.
Now, let's talk about the other big story to grip the sports pages. The news that Michael Schumacher was returning to F1, racing for Mercedes GP alongside Nico Rosberg. There were some worries about Schumacher's health, deciding whether he would be able to race and keep up with the standards that is nowadays. But after plenty of tests, it appears the 41-year-old has still got what it takes to race. Whether he will be successful, however, is another matter.
Yes, we shall have to wait and see. There have been some new drivers introduced to the circuit too. Pedro De La Rosa will return to F1 after 4 years. He'll race for Sauber, a good team, not bearing the BMW name anymore, but that doesn't matter. And he will drive for Sauber alongside Kobayashi, who produced some fantastic driving for Toyota last season. The first Russian ever in F1, named Petrov, will be racing for Renault next to Kubica. And Lucas Di Grazie will race for Virgin Racing after doing lots of tests for BMW and Honda. Ayrton Senna, his nephew Bruno, will race for Campos Meta. He's also done testing for Honda. And Hülkenberg will race for Williams. He also has experience in racing, and I'd just like to point out he's one to watch because he has done brilliantly in some pre-season testing.
And of course, he won the F2 season last year.
He did, yes.
Apart from all the new teams and the drivers and everything we said today, the FIA has experienced a huge change at the top, with Jean Todt replacing Max Mosley as FIA chairman.
Yeah, there have been also changes in the rulebook this year. There's a ban in refueling during the race for the first time since 1993. I'm not a fan of this rule. I think the fuel strategy was quite interesting, but we can't do anything about it. The KERS system will not be involved because of weight issues, and the slick tyres will be slightly narrower, but that's really trivial. The point system has changed quite a lot though. Instead of the usual 10, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, there will be a huge 25 points for the winner, and 18 for second place, 15 for third on the podium, and 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 1. This means that if one driver was to win every 19 races, he would have an astonishing 475 points.
Thank you, Alex. And of course, we've got a couple of new F1 tracks coming up this year. We've got the Canadian Grand Prix back at Montreal, the Circuit Gilles, the Circuit de Gilles Villeneuve.
Something French, we don't know.
That's the race itself is on Sunday the 13th of June. We've also got the Hockenheim featuring again. That's Sunday the 25th of July.
Should be a good
July.
Race, actually. That should just be a to very good out. Race.
And a very new one for this year, South Korea Grand Prix. That's Sunday the 24th of October, quite a while away yet. And then, of course, we're ending on one of our new favourite tracks, Abu Dhabi, Yas Marina.
It's a very nice show.
Sunday the 14th. We won't bother telling you what. Sunday the 14th of November, sorry. Silverstone, that's secured racing for the next 18 years or something. 17
fabulous.
Years. It's great. That's Sunday the 11th of July. The race will start at 1 o'clock. Join us next time where we'll be talking about Jenson Button's title chances, Bahrain Grand Prix, and the controversy which is surrounding US F1 at the moment.
I know, it's a tricky one. Yeah, okay, so see you then, and goodbye.
Thank you, goodbye.